Dear Rabbi Leth, is it true that one of the ideas behind a sukkah is that it represents the concept of no yiyush? A person cannot be miyayish, as the world is ruled beyond nature and everything is possible. Is this correct? In case yes, perhaps this is the link between Eliezer and the mitzvah of sukkah on the pasuk God blessed Avram Bakol, which according to one opinion refers to the mitzvah of sukkah, and according to another opinion refers to Eliezer. I couldn't find, though, where this opinion is stated in the Medrash. Eliezer and the sukkah both represent the koach of anti-Yush. His name implies Eliezer. Moshe called him this way to symbolize the fact of Ayatzileni Micherev Paro. When a person is never Miyayish himself, in essence, he has Bakol everything. Is this connection idea correct? Thanks, Anonymous from Zurich. Okay, I've never heard this idea applied to sukkah. The idea of sukkah is to remember the miracles and the kindnesses that God did for us in the desert, as the Torah says, "L'man yedu doroseichem ki basukos oshavti es b'nei Yisrael." But most certainly, part of the idea of the sukkah is hashgachas Hashem, that God is in control of the world, and that He divinely guides everything that happens. And there's no such thing as just nature that exists by itself. And therefore, you're right. You could extend this idea to the idea that therefore a person should never give up hope, because things are not hefker in this world. There's still a God who can change things in the twinkling of an eye. And the connection between Eliezer and the mitzvah sukkah, I'm not exactly sure what you mean. The Eliezer, if there is such a medrash that's referred to, is Eliezer Eved Avram. Eliezer, who was Avram Avinu's servant, not the Eliezer that Moshe Rabbeinu named, who was his son. If you're just trying to tell me that the name Eliezer represents that God saves me or God helps me, then and that's why Eliezer Eved Avram was called that, because he also had this concept of recognizing God's divine providence and God's guidance of the world. Fine, then there is a connection. I'm not familiar with a medrash by Bakol that says that God blessed Avram with his servant Eliezer, and that's what Bakol refers to, and nor the Bakol of the sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah. There's a medrash that says that Avram's children were zochet to sukkah because he put his guests under the tree and served them, and from that they got the mitzvah of sukkah. But the idea is an idea that is not against any Torah philosophy, and therefore a person has the right to say ideas like that. In mitzvahs, it seems to have a reasonable connection.